When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Boy, the Jets got a four-time MVP quarterback and now have a quarterback that just kind of fits in with the conference. You would think, oh my God, they have Aaron Rodgers with a huge advantage. But Rodgers competing against Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson at this moment, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson. Never mind, like Tua Tagovailoa and Russell Wilson and Jimmy G. I don't even get up to those guys. We're down to those guys. Eric Coleman, former Jets safety, MSG Network with us now. Morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, EC?
What's up, E?
Man, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day for us Jets fans.
What'd you think of the Aaron Rodgers deal itself?
You know, I was excited about the deal. I was excited they got Aaron Rodgers. Yes, they overpaid for Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, overall, it was the missing piece. You have a top 10 defense. You got rookie of the year on both sides of the ball. A ton of talent. They needed a quarterback. So I'm okay with them spending a little extra money to go acquire Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think this does for the Jets, though? They acquired them. They got some pieces in place. Where does this take them?
I think it takes them very close to the top of the AFC. Definitely in the conversation with the top, you know, with the Kansas Cities, with Buffalo at the top of the AFC. When you look at it defensively, they have a top 10 defense. They have playmakers all over the place. This is going to do nothing but help that defense. They held teams to lows last year, and if they would have just had some offense generated, if they would have had some drives extended, this defense would have been in the top three. And offensively, you look at Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, he doesn't need to go out there and be MVP Aaron Rodgers. He just needs to take care of the ball like he's done throughout his career, put some points on the board, extend drives, and give that defense a rest. I think it's a great decision for the Jets to bring him on.
Eric Coleman, former Jet safety, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. EC, all right, I know we're in the honeymoon period today. I get that. And I know over the next several weeks, everybody will start talking about how great the Jets are going to be. But can we get to the meat and the potatoes of the situation here? Like, do you see a time in the near future that the Aaron Rodgers experiment, that he will start to wear out his welcome in New York? Because if he treats New York media the way that he's treated Green Bay media, that's going to be – I know people say, oh, New York media, why is – that is a real thing. I watch how thirsty media members are to catch people in traps and to build relationships. How do you think that's going to factor into how we look at Aaron Rodgers overall?
Well, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's been in the league for quite some time. He understands what he's doing. And everything that he has done up to this point has been with a purpose. So, yes, the New York media is going to be much different than it was in Green Bay. But, you know, he's headed to the end of his career. I think this is a strategic move for Aaron. Listen, he's headed to the end of his career. He's in New York. What better place to catapult yourself into the next round of your life than being in New York, being in front of all this media, and to take advantage of that? But Aaron Rodgers is coming in as a big-time leader. This is a young team. I think he understands his position, his role on this team. And I think that you'll see the best version of Aaron Rodgers moving into the Jets.
Eric, we're talking to Eric Coleman right now, former Jets safety, MSG Network, here on KJM ESPN Radio. I was just talking about the number of quarterbacks. And the reason I'm asking every football person on the show is because Key is downplaying this. But I am not. I don't remember a conference, I'll be 50 in August, with there's 16 teams in a conference, with this many special quarterbacks. So I'm not talking Jimmy G. I won't talk Russell Wilson. We'll see what he is with Sean Payton. I expect him to be better. I won't even talk someone like Tua, who was excellent, but I question the durability right now. Those three guys, like real guys. What about Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, Jackson, Allen, Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson? Have you ever recalled a conference with this many, oh, my God, did you see that, special quarterbacks in it at the same time?
I have not, you know, and it would be tough playing defense in this era right now with all these quarterbacks. You don't get a day off any game in the AFC. You talked about Patrick Mahomes, one of the greats of the game right now. Josh Allen, a guy who's a dual threat who can run you over. He's a size of a linebacker, but has a cannon. Joe Burrow, one of the young stars in this league. It is stacked with great talent in the AFC, and you need a quarterback if you want to compete. It's an arms race right now. You look at the conference finals every single year. There are some of the top quarterbacks. The teams with the best quarterbacks make it to the conference finals. You know, you talk about Justin Herbert is another guy who, you know, once you get a defense around him, once you continue to put some playmakers around him, protect him, he's going to be a star as well. You've got to have a quarterback if you want to compete in the AFC.
Yeah, there's no question that the quarterback position has notoriety and some fame to it. But when I look at it, we said the same thing last year about the AFC West, right? Oh, and Russell Wilson and Carr and Herbert and Mahomes. Well, the only person came out of there was Mahomes.
Herbert
Ball. He was
bald.
The only one.
Herbert Ball, though.
The only one that came out of there was Mahomes.
Yeah. No, Herbert made the playoffs.
I don't want to hear anything about on the road, up by 21.
Herbert was losing. In the playoffs, Key.
I don't want to hear anything about on the road in Jacksonville losing by up by 21 and losing. I don't want to hear that, Max.
Okay, but when you say no one came out of there, two teams came out of there.
As a wild card by the skin of your chinny chin chin, man.
Did it, though.
That's all I'm saying. I know you have a love for Herbert. I get it.
That's true.
I get it, and that's the reality of it. So when you look at everything in the AFC's conference as a whole, what do you think, if at all, this does for Lamar Jackson in Baltimore trying to figure out, because now you're looking at this, you're going, okay, we got to get our guy back if we plan on competing in this conference.
Yeah, I think it's great leverage for Lamar Jackson. The Baltimore Ravens are looking at the landscape of the AFC and saying everybody has a quarterback. Everyone's getting better. Even in our division, Pittsburgh is getting better. Deshaun Watson has a year under his belt coming off a suspension. Everyone's getting better at that quarterback position. They need to sign Lamar Jackson, and they need to do it now to be able to compete. They have the team around them. They have the defense. They have the offensive line. Mark Andrews is an elite tight end, and they signed Odell Beckham. They have a ton of weapons there in Baltimore. They need a quarterback. They need Lamar Jackson under the center to get them to allow them to compete in this tough AFC.
Well, what do you think that number is for him, EC?
Ooh, you know, I mean, I think that he goes a little bit above Jalen Hurts when you talk about the guaranteed money. He's not going to get the, you know, $200+ million that he wants. He's definitely not getting the Deshaun Watson money that he was talking about before the season. But I think just a little bit above Jalen Hurts. He's been a successful quarterback. He's an MVP in this league, and you've got to reward him for what he's done in the game.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, we're talking about how success will be measured for Aaron Rodgers. And Doug Whaley was on and brought up the fact in the previous segment, former GM of the Bills and now in the XFL, brought up the fact that Aaron Rodgers in recent years has been lights out in the regular season, but has not always shown up as the best version of himself in the playoffs. Right? And you mentioned earlier they have a defense and everything. And the one time Rodgers won the Super Bowl, by the way, they had a really good defense. How would you measure success for Aaron Rodgers with the Jets?
It's Super Bowl, man.
Well, obviously Super Bowl is a success. But for example, you get in this AFC, if the Jets get to an AFC championship game, that's not a successful run.
I mean, is he coming back for year two?
Well, if you're looking at this as single,
you know,
Aaron Rodgers.
I know, EC, if you're looking at this, like, I look at it.
I'm asking Eric.
I'm redirecting and then asking him again. Eric, if you're looking at this as one game, 1 year deals, like, isn't it Super Bowl or bust every year?
Answer my question, not his.
Yeah, especially in New York. I mean, especially when you're talking about playing in New York. In New York, you got to win. You got to win now. You have to do it often. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, yes. The measure of success is him taking the Jets to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. And I don't want to hear nothing about Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. I was on that Atlanta Falcons defense in 2011 when Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were a wild card team, and he went through the league like a hot knife through butter. He was elite. So Aaron Rodgers is a fantastic quarterback.
He can't,
What year? That was 2011. It was a long time ago, but listen.
A long time ago. I'd like to point out to the audience that Eric answered my question.
No, that was my question.
That was my question.
Eric, whose question did you answer?
Damn it.
I answered both of your questions. Okay. I got y'all.
Eric Coleman, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Eric.
Alrighty.
Thanks for having me.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is time for Jay's Game Plan. Breaking down the NBA playoffs, which have been outstanding. They've been incredible so far.
All right, let's kick it off. 7:30 p.m. tonight, Hawks and the Celtics on TNT. The final stand for Trae Young. No DeJounte Murray. He has been suspended for game 5 due to, as the NBA says, making inappropriate contact with and verbally abusing a game ref. So, final stand for Trae Young as they're going to enter an offseason of uncertainty. I think the Celtics are going to take care of business tonight at home. Look for that series to be closed out. With all respect to Quinn Snyder, because I think he's going to be a future coach, the Celtics upper brass have a lot of decisions to make about whether Trae Young is going to be the leader of this franchise in the future. Tonight's going to be his last game in the Hawks uniform.
Wow, explosive.
9 p.m., Timberwolves versus the Nuggets. Yo, look, baby Keyshawn, Edwards had 34 points. You saw him yank Aaron Gordon, one of the last possessions to close it out at home. But I think the Nuggets had a lead in that game. Wolves came back. I think Nuggets closed it out at home. Nikola Jokic has been playing his tail off, had a 43-point triple-double. Jamal Murray's been playing well. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I am going to pick the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA championship this season.
Wow!
Like, nobody's going to like it. You're going to hear the little air horn from Yates every time we're going to make mention of Jokic's name. But I think they're the most complete team. I think they're going to beat Phoenix in the next round. And that's just how I feel about Aaron Gordon, the way they play, Bruce Brown, the way they defend, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, the way he plays.
They seem to got the details right.
Jamal Murray is playing back at that high caliber they played at in the bubble. This is the best team in basketball. Just get used to hearing it. You ain't going to like it. Get used to hearing it.
I have a question for you about this later, Jay, when you're done.
Moving on, Clippers versus the Suns. Suns back at home tonight. I think the Suns close this series out as well. You know, no Kawhi Leonard. As much as I love watching Westbrook play, I just think Devin Booker has proven that this is his team. He is going to be the authoritative figure. He is going to get the most shots up. And there's a conversation around him being the best two guard in the league, along with Jaylen Brown. We talked about Jimmy Butler, but there's no doubt about it. Devin Booker, KD, CP3, that's the pecking order of how this team works. I like the talent on paper for a Phoenix, but their starters just log a lot of minutes. Their lack of depth overall, I think depth is going to hurt them. But I do see them closing out the series tonight.
So here's my question. I have a question for you, Jay, about Denver thing. I understand what you're saying. Not only are they healthy for the first time since Jokic has taken it to this level, which is even above where he was, which was very high level when they were in the bubble, but he didn't play as well as he should have, and Jamal Murray went nuts. For the first time since then, they're healthy again. And you've pointed out they've gotten some of the other details right in terms of the other players on the team. Oh, man, he serves the right function. He's doing it the right way, all that stuff. They drew the matchup, and they, you know, because as the one seed, they drew the matchup that was most favorable in the sense that the one team in these playoffs in the West, you go, nah, they can't do it, were the T-Wolves, right?
I mean, they were also the number one seed.
Are you curious? For sure, and they earned it, but are you curious at all about how you're going to feel about Denver once they're tested by a team where it's like, that team has a chance to win?
Like who?
Anyone that they have to face other than Minnesota.
I'm not curious. I think they're the best team.
Jay, can I ask you a question, though?
Why don't you just ask me the question?
Jay lacks curiosity.
No, I don't. I want to ask you because you may not. I want to, you know, you're still talking to him, so I just want to add, you know, I'm being polite in this situation. That's all.
Okay. You can ask me a question.
You don't think that there's a team that can beat them. So you don't think that, and I'm going to talk Lakers. You don't think that the Lakers can beat Denver if they see them?
In a seven-game series? No, I do not.
Okay. Right.
I think the Lakers can get wins, sure.
Okay.
But I would pick Denver to win the series. I'm picking Denver to win the whole thing.
No, I understand. I just – Max asked you.
Yeah, and then I just wanted to follow up. With the exception of sometimes Denver can play to the level of their competition, I still think top to bottom, they are the team to beat.
That's fair. They have all the answers.
They have all the defensive pieces. They have the shooting. I mean, they have spacing around.
They got
one of
leapers.
The best
they got perimeter
the
defenders. They got 3-point shooters. They got
they
guys
size. They have it all.
Can their top player, your 2-time MVP, top 3 finisher probably this year?
Like who would you like in that match? Let's go through it. So they're going to play Phoenix. You going to take Jokic or Ayton?
I mean, it depends on what Ayton. No, Jokic.
I'm going to take Jokic.
I'm going to take Jokic, but if you give me somewhat of a wash, meaning that Jokic might score, what, 28 at a high, right? Let's give him 28. Let's say he scores 28.
I might score 40.
I'm just going to give him 28. Just for,
right.
Okay, you want to give him
28, 15, and 9, right?
Yeah, and then I'll give Ayton 15, 9, and whatever.
Okay.
A curious exerciser going.
Not
on
a
right
wash.
Now.
It's doubling what Ayton. But I understand what you mean.
But
it's something there.
You got KD, and you got Booker.
Yep.
Okay, so when I look at that.
You have Aaron Gordon, and you have KCP, and you have Bruce Brown. You have depth at the wing position to guard. I'm not saying they're going to stop those guys, but then that turns into those guys playing 40-plus minutes every single night.
That's the one thing
I worry about with Phoenix, they're injury prone. All three of their guys, CP3, injury prone deep into the playoffs. KD, he's been injury prone in the playoffs.
Let's say they stay healthy, though, Jay. Let's just say they stay healthy because that could happen.
So far, they're healthy.
But they still need to play a lot of minutes. I'm still taking Denver.
I'm taking Phoenix.
Okay, so now, you know, I'm going to take the Lakers at all.
Who comes off the bench for Phoenix, Max?
Nobody. The point is for Phoenix is that we still haven't seen KD assert himself in this series yet, in these playoffs. But we have seen KD assert himself in the past, like in Brooklyn, and it was absurd, right? When he did that in Brooklyn, it was like, damn, he by himself, he's almost knocking out the Bucks who won the chip.
Fast forward, Jay, to the Lakers.
Lakers got to get by Golden State, man.
Yeah, but they got to still get past Phoenix, too. But let's just assume that they do get past Golden State.
Oh, so you're saying Lakers and Denver.
Yeah, let's say it's Lakers and Denver. You still taking Denver?
Yep.
Okay.
Golden State and Denver, you're taking Denver.
Ooh, so, that's dangerous. That's sneaky.
I'm just thinking Anthony Davis is healthy. I'm thinking Anthony Davis is healthy, Jay. I'm thinking the hip is in place. I'm thinking everything is good. What the Joker going to do with him, man?
I mean, the Joker is going to do what the Joker does anyway. I don't see AD stopping him. The Joker has so many ball fakes. The Joker is one.
I know AD
Joker,
was doing pretty well
AD
on him
has,
last time they met.
I'm
going
to say
the
AD usually has in the past put him in place in the bubble.
Yeah, we keep going back 3.5-4 years ago. And I'm talking about this Denver team now. That was a Denver team that was green.
No, I'm talking about just the AD Jokic matchup.
Yeah, but I'm talking about that was a Jokic who was great. It was first time in the playoffs.
But Jokic tend to show up against guys that hit.
But you keep going. When? I mean, because last year they were playing without Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
Like y'all, they didn't have a full roster last year, so you keep using data points.
But he won MVP last year, yo. What are we doing?
I'm talking even but in the regular
that,
season, though.
What does that have to do with this year?
I'm talking about even in the regular season. And get the one seed, you should be good enough to get some games in the playoffs when they matter.
Okay, so that was a failure last year. I'm talking about this year.
So let me ask you, Jay, before we get out of here, are you concerned about him getting put in pick and rolls in the entire second half of all the games?
I'm not saying I think they're bulletproof. I think every team has gaps in their armor.
Why did your voice go up so high?
How much money you put? How much money?
No, because every team has questions.
How much money?
There's not one team that you think is just like, oh, there's no questions about. I'm like, yeah, there are concerns about putting him in pick and rolls. Like, I understand it. I just still think top to bottom, they're the best team.
How much money do you have on Denver? Because I know you. You'll go all in when there's something, you're doing something slick.
I mean, are we having a bet against your Lakers and the Nuggets? Are we doing that?
Well, if they play each other, then of course we could do that.
Okay. I mean, I'm just excited.
We're not going to get in trouble for it.
Your calls coming up and find out the exciting conclusion to this Key and Jay conflict.
You need some water? You okay?
Well, yeah, I could
man,
use
what
some
do you
water,
got in your throat?
You got water
Plus,
right there.
Does Jay hate the heat, KJM?
What? We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, represented by Progressive Insurance. Why does Jay hate the Heat?
I don't hate the Heat.
He loves Denver, but he hates the Heat. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me hating a team that their second leading scorer, our third leading scorer isn't playing.
Yay.
Like, yeah, I'm a hater. Call it what it is. I'm a hater.
You hate the heat, and Pat hates flavor on his food.
You don't like hot sauce?
No, I didn't. But first of all, I can't listening to him sometimes during the breaks talk about food is embarrassing. Mm. Dude said lobster weak. Like, yeah. What?
No. Lobster what? Stinks.
Lobster stinks. Weak. Like he says,
stinks.
Weak.
It's just an excuse to eat butter, that's all.
Well, that's partly true, but it's also delicious.
But it's not true to eat butter. Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
lobster
what are you talking
not,
about?
Lobster has no taste.
Where are
yes,
you going? What?
Yes, it does if you cook it right, but that's
what
the problem.
What are you talking about?
I think
that's
Pat has never tasted
Charlo,
it.
Pat.
Yeah.
Have you ever had
you
lobster,
can't
Pat?
Cook.
Yeah, lobster is bad and too expensive, so it's not worth getting.
You can't cook, though. You just can't.
I'm the same an excellent cook.
We'll go to the grocery store, get a steak out the package, go straight to the grill and throw it on there and come back talking about it's good. No flavor, no seasoning, no nothing.
Incorrect.
Grand.
What do you put on your steak, Keith?
Correct. Well, it depends on what I want to do. Depends if I'm cooking a tomahawk and I want to put some sea salt on it with some cracked pepper on both sides.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I could do it that way. Or if I got
wait. You just said all I do is get steak and put salt and pepper on it.
No,
and then
but,
you just said
but,
I'm going to put salt and pepper on it.
Oh, get you into the details, Key.
Is a different steak. It's different.
So give me an example of a steak you really got to season up, and what would you put on it?
I would season up a ribeye.
Okay, like with what? Give me the ingredients here. Because I'll tell you,
Max always calls you food snobs.
Yeah,
he's
food
like,
snobs. I'll eat anything.
No, it just depends on what I'm in the mood for. It's all sorts of different seasonings.
Let me tell you the sauce that goes on any steak and just hooks it up. It's a peppercorn sauce. Au poivre. You got those peppercorns in it. Oh,
yeah,
my God, it's so good.
Peppercorn is good.
Yes,
the peppercorn sauces are good.
I don't eat steak.
Just depends on what steak you want. But listening to Pat, though, talk about food and cooking is just disgusting and embarrassing. It really is.
Because Pat, I'm kind of with him on that. You don't like lobster. You don't.
His palate, man. It's upbringing or something.
The people will back me up. Lobster's trash.
It's not trash.
I highly disagree with that.
Yates can't even say the word lobster. He has an allergic reaction. Look
I don't
at
really
Yates.
Do the whole crustacean seafood stuff. In
Yates
a,
only
at
eat
all,
like
so.
Pizza and burgers. There's only Yates, like three things
steaks?
He can eat.
Do I eat steaks? On occasion. I'm not really big on the red meat like that.
Yeah, I'm
man.
Not. Me either. I don't do steaks. Max gave me the really weird look when I said I don't do steaks. I'm like, I just
no,
don't
I don't
eat.
Really. I mean,
I'm not saying it's un-American, Jay, but you know.
No, I might eat a piece of red meat 4 times a year. I don't eat a lot of it, but when I do, it's fire.
You eat red meat 4 times a year?
Yeah, probably about 4 times a year.
I had a burger, no bun, last night. Just had the veggies on the side.
No.
I'm on a diet.
Wait, no bun? Did you feel like you was doing something with the no bun?
Yeah. But I'm losing my gut, Yates, for the summer. So I could do, like, you know, spinach and asparagus on the
side.
So
you're eating
a
burger.
So
you eat a burger with a fork and a knife?
Yeah, no, just a fork. You don't
Are you not wrapping it in lettuce or nothing?
No, I didn't wrap it in anything. I just had it as, like, almost like a steak, but it was a thick burger.
It's ground beef, basically.
Yeah.
Ground steak, chuck wagon.
Yeah.
It's like... meatloaf at that point. What's the point?
Yeah, basically, yeah. No,
what's
you're
the
right.
point?
It's meatloaf. That's
it's
you're right.
Meatloaf,
all right, you call it whatever you want. I tore that up. It was delicious. I want one right now, as a matter
Speaking
of fact.
How are you doing with the summer,
Bob? Nobody's meatloaf
along?
Good.
Except my mom.
Good. I'm going to be in shape for the summer, Jay. Like, knock wood unless
are you,
I injure
are you on
myself.
Track? Are you on track?
I am on track. I am.
So you had a 3-pack now? You had a 4? Where are we in the 6-pack?
No, range? No. It's a 2-pack still.
2-pack. It's still a 2-pack.
But the
We're
next
building.
4 below it are going to come all at once. Like, you know how it comes off? It comes off the love handles first and everything.
I do not.
And then, well, let me tell you how it is for people with normal DNA. Jay, like with superhuman DNA. Hopping around on one leg at the Rucker called the Born Supremacy. For the rest of us, Jay, this is how it works.
So you're getting your summer bod
yeah.
ready.
Yeah.
What about your toes?
The what?
Your
the toes.
Your
yeah,
toes.
Yeah, I got to do that too. As a matter of fact, it's interesting you brought
last
that up.
Time you
toes
had a,
and the
a
trimming,
petty
man.
Manny, man.
First thing
trim.
I have to do is shear the hair
You're
off.
Like a
my
Yeti.
Feet. Exactly.
No, when was the last time you had a petty Manny, Max?
Since I left LA. So what was that?
Was that 5 years ago?
No, 7 years.
No, seriously.
7 years.
You haven't had
what?
A petty Manny or anything in
seven years?
You got to get your feet groomed, man.
Yeah, I do.
So what do you do with the toenails that's this long?
What's that?
Your toenails got to be
no,
this
no,
long.
No, I clip
what
them myself.
What do you? All right,
you,
so how
you
do you clip
them,
the toenails?
Your clippers.
How do you clip? But like, what do you do with the toenails that just spray everywhere? How do you?
No.
You just do it
I
on
pick,
the floor.
Like I'm fastidious. I pick them up and I put them in the waste paper basket.
But you don't cover like you don't surround yourself with anything because they fly everywhere.
Sometimes I have to admit there can be a stray that flies that I can't
it's
find.
Lazy. It's nasty.
But then I got a cleaning woman. She comes twice a week and I'm sure it gets mopped up. You know
what?
I cut my nails in the studio, and Jay had a meltdown.
Well, because you kept cutting the nails and then banging the nail clipper on the desk and just wiping them off the desk.
Like, because they're going to come and
bang
vacuum.
It and then wipe them off the on
they're
the
gonna
floor.
Vacuum
it's
the
nasty.
Rug.
So my nasty.
Jay, my nails ain't nasty. My nails is fire.
It doesn't matter what if you think your nails are.
They're cute. Man, Keith's like, my nails are too cute to be nasty.
Man, I don't
banging
I don't
the
have,
nail
look,
clipper on
look,
the table.
Max,
and just,
I don't have... dirt trapped all underneath my nails. No, we're not doing it like that.
That's true. Those nails are official.
You get your Johns buffed, huh?
Every Friday.
You get them buffed?
For the most part, every Friday.
You got the high shine going.
I can't do the high shine.
Everything, the buff, all that.
Yeah, I can't. Between the buff and then you walking your dog and baby strollers, I can't do it.
I don't walk my dog and baby
having a kale smoothie with your toes out.
No,
he got an automated dog cart, man. I've seen pictures.
No,
you controls it with a controller? You got that key? You got that at the crib?
The dog does it.
Did you find where the batteries were? Did you have your butler tell you?
First of all, you have to take care of your feet. That's number one. And then your hands. Your significant other, they don't want to feel calluses in all that, Max.
Soft,
you trying to rub their back and it's scratching them.
Key. I'm not arguing.
Or you in the bed. And
rubbing
you,
the feet, just scratching up their legs.
You wear socks to bed, Max?
What's that?
You wear socks to bed?
Yeah, in the winter, sometimes I do, yeah.
Wait.
I can't wear
second,
socks to bed.
Though.
I do.
Yeah, because my feet get cold.
What
I don't have
serial
great circulation
killer or
in my feet.
Something?
That's
I can't trust you.
If you need to get up and run, how are you going to run?
Well, man,
we're from different backgrounds,
you know what I'm saying?
Different backgrounds, man.
But at the end of the day, Max, you got to get your feet done, man. Because your significant other doesn't want to. It's too. It's they don't want that.
I think
between the hair on your legs and your rough sandpaper feet at the bottom.
See, Max, you gotta get the lotion or you gotta get the Vaseline and put it on the feet And then you put the socks over the feet in order to get
what I'm dealing with. The nails are the last thing. It's the body hair that's the problem.
You got to shave your feet.
I shear my whole body down in the warm weather. The problem is then it's stubbly, right? I pick up my kid to hug my 8-year-old. She's like, it's prickly.
The ingrown hairs.
Hey, Max, you got cracks on the back of your heel on your feet. You need gold bonds or something, man? Come on, man.
Little cuticles with a little hard skin shooting out of everywhere.
Pat, you know what gold bound powder is, Pat? You use the gold bound powder or the lotion?
I definitely don't.
Nah, see.
I can only imagine. Pat, bend over, his back going to rip open, start bleeding.
Pat, do you take care of your
feet? So disgusting,
your feet, Pat? Do you take care of your feet and hands?
Just myself. I don't go somewhere. I don't have. What am I, made of money? I'm not going to a place.
Gold bond doesn't cost a lot.
It's for free. A full set. Pat,
what are you talking about? Just put some
hot
rocks.
You can't have.
Pat, don't think twice about it. Just put gold bond powder on the jewels and just. Watch everybody cool off.
Wait, though. The cracks on the bottom of the feet, though, Jay.
In the back, by the heels.
Look like the
white skin
cracking in the middle.
Like in the back of your heels, though, with razor blades. Just sa-sa.
Man, I once ran into one like that, though, Jay.
What?
Yeah, Miss Tyler.
I can't help you.
I can't help you. Now you're getting ready to scratch me.
I'm at the studio, man.
Jay, you asked me a question before, and I have to tell you the truth. It is getting to be that time. I don't like to do the whole body shearing at once. Because it takes too long. The clippers overheat. I swear to God. It's like they get hot. They stop working. So I do it one part at a time. And yesterday, I started on my feet. That's right.
Wax
you started,
it, Max.
So you go bottom up.
Yeah, because I got hair growing out of the knuckles and stuff, you know, like in between, you know.
Not
on the knuckles.
Oh,
but, you know,
in the bathroom.
Max, why don't you just wax?
You know what? The truth is the hair grows too long to wax, Key. I would have to shear down to wax anyway because I got long, straight hair. So if you wax long, straight hair, it's stupid painful. You got to shear it down halfway. I'm telling you, I'm like a Yeti.
That's disgusting.
Double growth.
It just carries all the funk and
smell. I come from a hirsute tribe.
So he puts deodorant on his body, not his armpit?
888-SAY-ESPN-729-3776. Your call's coming up, KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Mark in West Virginia. You are on KJM.
Yay. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Mom. Hey, Maximilian.
What's up?
Keyshawn got the keys to L.A., SoCal. Hey, and Jay Will, yo, you Jay Dookie right now because I'm a North Carolina fan for one. I'm going to hate on you. But at the same time, I'm a Miami Heat fan.
You guys
play
well in the tournament this year.
Look, okay, you know what? Because we definitely did not go.
Stop that, Jay Dookie.
Hey, Don't judge me, man. Come on now. Give me a break. Now, look, all I got to say is 4 years, Butler. So, when we go, championship. No, we didn't win, but we went there. Then we got beat by the Bucks because we was tired. Third year. Oh, we got 3 points, and then Max Strus was on the sideline, and they took that three off. That being said, we're about to beat the Bucks, and you over here hating on our team, man. We 3-1.
How am I?
So you
tell
really
me.
Gonna
tell
say
me.
We gonna lose?
Tell me what I said that I'm hating. How am I hating?
Because no. You said that the Miami Heat are still gonna lose this series.
I believe
we're
they
3-1.
I believe that. I believe they are. I still think the Bucks are a better team,
Mark, man.
Like you
I'm
be doing,
you.
like you do, Stephen A. Smith. Look, man, just give me 50 cents on it. On God, for real.
Oh, I'll bet you 50 cents.
Bet.
I'll bet you.
Hey, I got 50 cents for you in pesos.
If y'all were fully healthy, I would look at it differently. I don't see it. Sorry, that's just what I see.
We don't have no good players like you always trying to say. We ain't got no drafted players. But you know what's crazy? Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, and Caleb Martin. I bet you 50 points between all of them together and just let Butler cook.
Okay. Adrian in Las Vegas.
Let's clip that. We'll hold on to that one.
Mark got you, Jay.
Mark, because I'm going to bring that back when the Bucks win 2 in a row and then we go to game 7. I'm going to bring that back.
Mark got you, Jay.
When it comes back to Milwaukee for game 7, I'm going to bring that back. Just to let y'all know.
Adrian.
Hey, yo, Adrian.
What's up? It's your Mexican man from Vegas, player from the West Coast, man. Diehard Lakers fan also. And let me tell you one thing, man. I woke up this morning, right? Excited for the show, ready to laugh. And then I hear Jay say, Denver's going to win the whole thing. And then Key gave you a chance.
Yeah, he ain't smart enough, though, Dre. I gave him opportunity.
Man. And I'm like, hey, man.
Man,
I'm
y'all
like,
don't even believe
it. And, you know, and I'm like, man, you actually think Denver – now, let's just put the West Coast thing out there, the Western Conference out there. You actually think, bro, that Denver can actually beat the Kings? Let's just pretend like they were going to play. Like they would actually – they're struggling with the Wolves.
What are you talking about? They're up 3-1 against the Wolves. What are you talking about?
But they're still struggling.
They were up double digits before Anthony Edwards. They didn't struggle. They were up double digits before Edwards went crazy. What are you talking about? They're not struggling with the Wolves. It was almost a sweep.
This is how I know you're Cuban, dog. This is where the Cuban comes out, man. That's why
because you pick a team now. Now it's cultural. Wait, because I pick a team. You made Connell? Come on, man.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
It's Jason. Call him. Leave me alone. Who cares?
Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
John in Boston.
Hey,
you're on KJM.
I figured you out, man. You're Cuban.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time. Boston Celtics, let's go. What?
No.
Looking pretty good right now out of the East, actually.
Yeah. I don't roll with the Celtics on this show, dog. I'm just being
– Yeah, you could have a Lakers-Celtics finals this year, by the way. That's not impossible.
No, but I just don't – that whole green uniform.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hate the Celtics, but that's not the point. The point is right now they look like probably the pick out of the East.
Respect. Come on, man.
What else you got,
Thanks for the Heat and Jimmy Buckets.
All right. John, pick up the piece.
Getting rid of the Bucks, but – Hey, sorry, guys. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the germ discussion you guys were having about traveling and taking flights and
yeah, please.
Getting off the plane and all that.
Yeah,
So I'm a business traveler, do, 100,000 plus airline miles a year. I feel you guys on all of the what you're talking about in terms of, oh, man, you're touching all those public places, all that stuff. I get it, right? But there's something to be said for exposure. Just saying. Look at what happened to, the Aztecs and the Mayans when the conquistadors came over and spread all their germs on them.
You're saying,
right?
Liz, it's the thing like when we were kids and we could drink from water fountains, and because of that, our immune systems got stronger, right? That's the argument?
Exactly.
Well,
that's the
okay.
Argument.
But, John, yeah. I would say this before we let you go. I'm going to minimize my exposure as much as I can. Period.
Well, what he's saying, Key, is in
doing
that, you're weakening your immune system.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would also
and I'm
say
just saying, everybody in my house got COVID.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten it, and I test all the time. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
Oh, you got like, a strong immune system. Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, there's trade-offs, no. right? There are trade-offs. I'm That's probably true that if you do it the way Keith suggests, you probably do in some way weaken your immune system. On the other hand, you probably also avoid most colds.
You don't weaken your immune system, but even if you're touching stuff by coming home and taking a shower, that doesn't weaken your immune system. You're still getting exposed.
I don't care what y'all tell me.
What, you all have to sit that in the exposure for 5 days?
Yeah, maybe.
Take a damn shower, period. You're nasty if you're not.
You know, Pat is funneling Pat through all the calls to tell you not to shower.
Pat also puts his mouth on the water fountain spigot. You know what I mean? He puts his mouth on the water. God, that's he's one
Pat's
of those.
Pat's funneling through all the calls.
I've
say,
seen
you don't
it.
Have to
it's
shower.
Disgusting.
Don't worry about showering.
But Pat, don't put your mouth on the water fountain spigot. Don't.
I don't know. Just
I used to do that
it's the most convenient way.
You know, Yates did. Like, come on, man. Don't put
like,
that
man,
off.
Teacher, I can't even get no water now. I'm going to the other one.
Yo, the fact that my mother let me drink out of water fountains in New York City.
You don't even see a POV. I'm like, come on. Oh,
Ma, what were you thinking about? That.
You started judging it by how strong
that,
the stream come out.
Jay, you, guys, you shouldn't be drinking out of that anyway right about now in your life.
You guys drink out of the hose growing up?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, grandma's house. Yeah.
That always hit
cold, fresh water. Oh,
that wasn't even grandma's
That's
house.
That's why we're healthy.
It could have been a house on the block after we
yeah,
got
Yeah, I'm
to
saying, but in New York,
home.
There's no hoses. Like in New York City, I grew up in New York. We had to go to grandma's house in Connecticut.
Get it from the fire hydrant.
Huh? No, I didn't drink water out of the fire hydrant, no.
No. You weren't one of the kids you played around in the
yeah,
water?
Yeah, you could play in the fire hydrant.
Same
but
thing.
Drinking,
none
I'm
got in your mouth?
I mean,
so
probably by accident,
it.
But I'm not. Come on, man. There's a
hey,
drink,
yo!
Max, from the host. Max.
Yeah.
Go get your damn toes clean, man.
Bing
yeah,
bang. You're right. I got to.
I think you're right.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Before the what? Right now, we're still in spring. As we approach summer, I might have to go get a pedicure. So you're not wrong about that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Boy, we covered a lot of territory today. We are back 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Greeny's
going to be happy today. He's coming right up. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.